Guided me to the book of Psalm, the 103rd division, verses 1 and 2. The text is lifted from the NIV version. The writer writes, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise the Lord, O my soul." I want to use for a subject on today, what do I say when I talk to myself? Because this is what David is doing in this text. What do I say when I talk to myself? Let us pray. Eternal Father, Holy God, loving God, forgiving God, merciful God, thank you for this time of worship, this time of sharing your word. Allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. For you continue to be my Redeemer. Have your way in us, through us. Holy Father, I need you to assign me the proper anointing for this task that is before me. The anointing that will make preaching and teaching easy. The anointing that will bring clarity to your word. So when these thy people leave this place, not only will they leave saying we had a good time, but they will leave with an understanding. Have your way, God. For when you have your way, demons will tremble. Oh, bless your name. Souls will be saved. Shackles will fall. The chain will be broken. When you have your way, God. Thank you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. For all of it belongs to you. We lift this prayer in your name. Amen. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. For certainly today he is already here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What do I say when I talk to myself? I've heard, I'm quite certain you have as well, that you need to be mindful when you are talking to yourself, because when you talk to yourself, you're in the process of going cuckoo. Have you heard that before? Some folks say you're going crazy when you're talking to yourself. But we're going to find today that is not the case within the language of this text. I find that David is speaking to his own soul. He is talking to everything that is in him. Today, I want to talk to you about what God wants us to say when we talk to ourselves. I am reminded of a time when David made a mistake. He had led his men into battle and left the women and children behind defenseless. And when David and his men returned, they found their homes had been destroyed and their families were taken captive. The men began to point fingers at David at Ziklag. And there is not one of us today that has not made some grave mistakes in our lives. I know we act as though we got it going on, that we dot all the I's and cross all the T's, but every single one of us, from the choir loft to the balcony, we've made some grave mistakes. We have regrets. Regrets today are natural. Regrets are somewhat sort of like a pain. And whether we acknowledge it or not, pain is our friend. Now you're saying, preacher, help me with that, because I don't like pain. But it tells us that something is wrong. God gave us the ability to feel pain. But pain is designed to serve a temporary purpose. God does not intend for us to wallow in it, and he doesn't want us to take residence there. When we wallow in regret, regret becomes shame. And this is exactly what the Lord wants to deliver us from. There are many times that God has already forgiven us, but we have failed to forgive ourselves. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, David had reason to feel regret. He blamed himself for what had happened, and what was worse, everyone else started blaming him for what had happened as well. Have you been there, my brothers, my sisters, when those close to you, they want to point fingers at you and say it would not have happened if it had not been for you? You should not have said this. You should not have said that. You should have stayed here. You should not have gone there. And so they point at you and want to blame you for the catastrophe. For the word of God says to us, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I'm glad that God sent His Son Jesus into this world so that you and I can have a right and a title to the tree of life. God, I thank you on this day. For Jesus says, I know what I've placed in your life. And I want to deal with the sin that is in your life, because I don't want sin that's in your life to destroy you, to take you out. I have come that you will have life and have life more abundantly. So what we need in this last day and in this last hour is to find a place where we can have a little talk with ourselves. And when no one else will encourage us, we need to be like David as we talk to ourselves and put ourselves on the shoulder and encourage ourselves. There are folk that don't believe that you are saved. There are folk that don't believe that you have the Holy Ghost. And when you encounter folk that don't believe that you have the Holy Ghost, just pat yourself on the shoulder and say, I know I'm saved. Talk to yourself and say, I know I'm saved. I know what the Lord has done for me. I know where the Lord has brought me from. And you can say what you want to say. I know I have the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, because if you sit around and wait for some folk to give you a pat on the back, you'll wait for years to come. Yes, so when nobody else will encourage you, when no one else will give you a kind word, encourage yourself. Why? Because we realize that the devil does not like us. The devil's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So we need to speak positive words. Learn to speak positive words. I know we get into some down times, but take the negative and change it into the positive. I am going to get through this. Instead of saying, I'm going to be destroyed in this, say, I am going to get through this. When everyone stopped talking to him, I find here, when all got mad at David, and as a matter of fact, not only were they mad at him, they were so mad that they wanted to stone him. And David began to encourage himself in the Lord. And I can imagine David found himself a quiet corner of one of those burnt out buildings and began to talk to himself because everybody else was against him. And I can imagine in mind that David said as he talked to himself, he said, oh my soul, bless the Lord. Don't forget all of his benefits. I can imagine David saying, he forgives me, he heals me, and my God, you are with me. Everybody else, they are against me, but God, I know that you love me. So what do we say when we talk to ourselves when we are at our lowest? Don't think now that you've never been there. Because sometimes the Lord, he has allowed us to fly high. And we forget about the time that we were at our lowest point. When everything has gone wrong, when we feel like we are all by ourselves. I'm talking to somebody today. But I want you to know today there's help for you in the Word of God. Because when you talk to yourself, to God, God is going to intervene in your behalf. Yesterday, you may say, I can live and move, but I cannot live and move and have my being without Jesus being with me. So encourage yourself and say, Jesus is with me. Let me see, can I get some help now? Encourage yourself and say, let us say in unison, Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Do you believe that? Then give him some praise. Out of the cloudiness that may be hovering over your life, you must speak to yourself and say, Jesus is with me. His job, the devil's job, is to take you out. But as long as you know that who is with you, he is going to see you through. So what do you say when you talk to yourself? I find here the book of Deuteronomy finds Moses ready to give a blessing to each of the tribes. And as soon as he began to speak, he finds himself having a difficult time talking about the awesomeness of the heavenly creator with a human mouth like his. When he begins to speak, when Moses began to speak in the book of Deuteronomy, he has a difficult time because he recognizes that he has clay lips. And he's echoing his voice to an awesome God. The power and the awesomeness of God. And in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter and the 26th verse, he says, there is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rise through the heavens with its lofty clouds to help you. And no matter how high you ascend, you will find that God is in high places. He said that we will find that God is in the mountaintop experiences. And I know that God is there because there are two examples and there are many other examples, but I will use these two in particular to support the text. I look and I see at Mount Moriah. I find here in Mount Moriah where God provided Abraham a ram in a thicket for a sacrifice. And then on Mount Nebo, where Moses received the vision of the promised land. And those are just two high, lofty experiences. But then Moses change direction, switch gears, and begins to realize that not everybody will have a mountaintop experience. Thank you, God. Moses is declaring here unto us today that not only is God going to be at the top of everything, but he is a God that's at the bottom of everything. He is at the top of everything, and he is a God that's at the bottom of everything. So I don't care where you decide to be it in the air, be it in a submarine, wherever you find yourself, God is going to be there. Yes, he's going to be there. He will dispatch help to us at any level. I don't care what level you may be on. God will dispatch help to you. You may say, preacher, I've fallen and I can't get up.
But I bring you good news that God is more than able to dispatch help for you in your downtime, and he'll reach way down. Somebody say way down. He'll reach way down and he will pick you up. Do I have any witnesses in the house? And the witnesses that say that, preacher, one day I too was way down and I thought that I would never get back up again. But by the time they got to number 9, God reached down and he touched me with the finger of love. And I was able to get up and behold a brand new day. I was able to get up and was able to testify to say it was God. Nobody done that for me but God. Have you ever been in those experiences? Have you had those experiences that you can say, I know that was God. Nobody but God. It wasn't my wife. It wasn't my daddy. It wasn't cousin Boo Boo. But I know it was God. It was God that brought me out of that. It was God that turned my situation around. Somebody ought to give him some praise. Somebody ought to give him some praise. I know God. I know that. I know it was you. I know God. It was you. Nobody but you. So what do I say when I encourage myself? I may fall down, but I need you to get this. But I will not fall through. I may be at the bottom, but I have God that is my refuge. And at the bottom of it all, he is there with his everlasting arms. So go ahead and laugh at me and say, I thought you said you were saved. And if you said you're saved, why are you at the bottom? Just keep on laughing. And when God decides to turn it around, I'll give you my testimony and tell you that I was down, but now I'm up again. Thank you. And that's why I've learned to praise God. I don't know about you, but that's why I've learned to praise him. When I'm down, I've learned to praise him when my back is against the wall. I've learned to praise him when I don't know which way to do, because I know in God's own time, he's going to turn it around. Oh, I think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what do I say when I talk to myself? The Bible says, for by grace that was given me, I say to every one of you according to the Romans, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Don't think that you are so much better than anybody else, because all of us are clay dirt, and there's only but one step between man and death. And we don't know when we are going to take that step. So we don't need to act as though I am the only one that's got it going on. Ah, Lord, help us in here. For I find here now that faith is the most important thing that we can have as we travel down here. So when I talk to myself, I said, Jesus. Knew how important faith would be. And not only for his disciples, but also for us. And the Lord said, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to destroy you. He has desired to sift you as wheat. And don't leave yourselves out there. But he says, Simon, but thank God for the conjunction, but I prayed for you. that thy faith, glory to God, may not fail thee. And when you are converted, strengthen your brother. When you think that you got it going on, reach back and get your sister. When you think that you got it going on, reach back and get your brother. Yeah, hallelujah. And here he prayed that if everything fell apart in his life, God will always be there. Things may go haywire as they do sometimes, but God will always be there. And I want to encourage you today, you may lose your dignity, but hold on to your faith. Because if you hold on to your faith is going to bring you back. Yeah, take everything from me. Take my clothes. Take my home. Take my money. Take my car. But as long as I got faith, I will be back. Oh, you can go ahead and count me out. But as long as I got faith, I will be back. God knows and sees the end from the beginning, and we cannot catch God by surprise. And when it came time to issue out faith, God gave us enough faith for all the things necessary and unnecessary in our life. And when it comes to encouraging Russell, let me say to Russell, I say to myself, I got faith in God, and God has given me faith. And God knew us before we were even born. He knew our coming in, and he knows our going out. And so, saints, he has given us a measure of faith. And I say, hold on to your faith in God. It may be raining, the wind may be blowing, and the thunder may be roaring, but hold on to your faith, because no matter which way that we turn, as long as I hold on to my faith, God is going to see me through. And as long as I hold on to my faith, I know that I am going to come back again. Yes, go ahead and knock me down, but I'm going to rise. I'm going to rise again, because no power is going to be able to hold me down. I know the God that I serve. He rules and super rules both the heaven and the earth. So when I get alone and I desire to encourage myself, and I'm talking to myself, I'm not losing my mind, but I say, Lord, down on my knees, when trouble rises, I've learned to talk to you on the other side, because you promised in your word that if you hold your peace, I'll fight your battle. You promised in your word that if you stand still, Lord, I'm just standing. Lord, I'm just waiting. Lord, I'm in a mess now, but I'm just standing. I'm just standing, and I'm just waiting, God. God, I'm not going to run because I'm waiting on you. God, I can't do anything unless you come. God, I can't even raise my hand without your power. Lord, I can't even breathe if you don't breathe through me. I'm waiting on you, God. I'm waiting on you, God. Stand still. And as I'm talking to myself, I hear the Holy Ghost say, he said, throw out the anchor. Throw out the anchor and anchor down in the word of God, and stay there, and stay there. And as you are staying there, I'm going to dispatch an angel, and the angel is going to hover over you, and the angel is going to cover you. The devil won't be able to see you because I got you covered. Do I have any help in here? Oh, bless the Lord in here. Just stay right there. Stay there. I see your tears. I see your tears. I know your soul is troubled, but stay there. And when I get ready, I tell you to move up your anchor and anchor a little while longer, because I can see farther than you can see. I can see around the curve. I can see down the hill. I can see up the mountain. But just hang on in there. hang on in there. Don't you think for a moment that you are in this thing by yourself. You ought to begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Devil, let me serve notice on you. Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are a liar. And the blood, somebody holler blood. I said the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And I've learned to encourage myself. Russell, as long as you stay under the blood, as long as you stay under the blood, the devil and his imps, they can't do you no harm. Do you have any witnesses? Do you have any witnesses? Do I know? Do I have anybody that know what I'm talking about? So when you talk to yourself, you're not going crazy. You are just telling the Lord of all of his goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for the food that I have in my cupboard. Thank you, Jesus, for the little bit of money that I have in my pocket. Thank you, Jesus, for the roof over my head. Thank you, Jesus. When your back is against the wall and you can't see your way out, begin to see what you do have. Begin to see what you do have. And when you see what you do have, begin to thank God for what you have. Begin to praise him for what you have until your season comes. Somebody give him a praise. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's not yet, but my time is coming. How do you know? Because my daddy, he is rich in houses and land. My time is coming. Go ahead and laugh at me. Go ahead and mock at me. But my time is coming. My doors will be open. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to keep on talking to myself. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for walking with me. Thank you, God, for talking with me. You're my all in all. Hallelujah in here. Hallelujah in here. We need to learn to encourage ourselves. I got the word that God declared that no weapon. Tell your neighbor, no weapon. Now encourage yourself and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon that's formed against me is going to prosper. Satan, you want to take me out. Satan, you don't want me to have this job. Satan, you don't want me to have what I have. But no weapon formed against me shall prosper, because weeping may endure for a night. Somebody ought to praise him. But joy. Joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. I may go to bed with tears in my eyes, but as I lay awake at night, I'm talking to my Jesus. Jesus, if you don't fix it, it won't get fixed. Jesus, if you don't turn it around, it will not be turned around. And then I fall asleep. I wake up the next day. God has already stepped in there. He's changed the story. Somebody ought to give him a praise. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So the next time that you see me sitting down,
and you see my lips moving. I'm not going crazy. I'm talking to myself and telling myself I'm connecting with my daddy. I'm connecting with my daddy. Oh, because I know that I'm his child. And my daddy ain't gonna let his child cry but so long. Do I have anybody in here? My daddy ain't gonna let me go along. Ain't gonna let me go without but so long. And when he gets ready, oh God, when he gets ready, he doesn't need a key. He doesn't need a key. He has snatched the doors open. Do I have anybody in here that can say, preacher, I can be a witness, because one day the devil tried to keep me out, but God snatched the doors open and he wouldn't let it be so. God, I thank you. Thank you. I dare you to start talking to yourself. And as you talk to yourself, just take a few seconds and tell yourself what the Lord has already done for you. Just see what the Lord has already done. And then begin to say to yourself, if the Lord done that, if the Lord done it one time, if the Lord healed my body one time, he can do it again. If the Lord paid my bills one time, he can do it again. If the Lord raised me up one time, he can do it again. If the Lord made my enemy become my footstool, he can do it again. If the Lord healed my body, he can do it again. If God changed the story, he can do it again. Do I have any witnesses? Do I have any witnesses? Do I have any witnesses? Give him a praise. Bless his name. Thank you. Oh, bless you. Encourage your neighbor. Encourage your neighbor. Take your neighbor by the hand. Take your neighbor by the hand. And say, neighbor, if you've done it one time, he'll do it again. Hang on in there. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. Oh, bless him. Abba, ba, ba, shaha. He'll do it again. Oh, bless him. Glory. He'll do it again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. He'll do it again.